Jerry Bader Show, 1035, talking about the very sophisticated monitoring device market that's out there now to keep an eye on your kids. Of course, keep an eye on anybody's driving. Doesn't just have to be teens. One actually sends an email. It monitors and detects somehow when they do something unsafe, illegal, or whatever, and the parents get an email notification. One caller said, well, then you don't trust your kids. If I didn't trust my kid, I wouldn't let them take the car at all. Because I now have the electronic ability to monitor what they do when they have it, doesn't mean I don't trust them. Let me give you an example. This company trusts me to do a radio show in three markets. You don't think they listen from time to time to see what I'm doing or hear what I'm doing? Of course they do. In fact, we have a motto here, inspect what you expect. When we hire employees to do things, we're supposed to monitor, their product. And are they producing what we want them to? Is it really wrong to inspect what you expect from your child's driving now that you can? I don't think this is the same as helicopter parenting. And I don't think that it means you don't trust your kid. Joe, at least not necessarily. Now, you might. I mean, you might because you've got the devices now where curfew and boundaries and other things, and they tell you when they violate all these things. Joe in Bellevue. Joe, go ahead.
Well, I'll start off by saying, Jerry, that my eldest child is 9, so I don't trust him to drive my car.
Good call.
I mean, I'm going out on a limb. But on this, you made a comment a few minutes ago about what if the first time they total the car.
Yeah.
I mean, my first thought on that is this won't stop that. I mean,
it can alert you
if they're driving poorly, but it won't actually prevent an accident in the sense that, you know, it's just that, it's an accident.
That's a good point.
I think what we're getting down to with kids and driving isn't, you know, it's not a matter of methodology. I don't think it's a privacy issue. My father had a simple rule when I was growing up, you live under my roof, you live under my rules, you don't like it, go get your own place. So, you know, as you said, it's your car. I agree with that side of it. But I think what's lacking is some skin in the game for these kids. I mean, we can't force a kid to be mature, but you can give them the structure. And my point being, and I'm not picking on you with this, but you had mentioned, you know, that you paid the insurance. Mm. Our rule growing up was you couldn't drive if you couldn't afford to pay your portion of the insurance, if you couldn't afford to put gas in the car. These were things that made it real to you, that you weren't just getting, you know, a free ride, literally, that if you were going to be out on the road, there was real consequences. And the other thing, this is kind of the precursor to this advanced technology. They used to have, you may remember, these governors they could put on a speedometer. And when we first started driving, my dad had a governor put on the speedometer. So if you went above a certain mile per hour, he would know, and then you'd lose your right to drive.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was a way of giving you a structure that you had to actually buy into what you were doing. You weren't just getting it and going with it. And I think, I mean, at the heart of what we're discussing, I think that's what this comes down to the younger drivers. They've got to see a sense of responsibility, have that sense of responsibility with it. I don't know that this is the best way because I actually don't know that this actually instills that sense of skin in the game because, you know, they get caught, but it's not the same as having to fork that money over and knowing if you don't, you're not going to get the car.
Well, okay, or if we get too many emails, you lose the car. I mean, so there's skin in the game that way.
But they can also, technology has the other side of it. Well, but I mean, it said I did, Dad, but I didn't do that.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to believe them.
true, but I mean, it's technology, you know what I mean? My iPod didn't work today kind of a thing.
Now, okay, but you are right. Yeah, my wife and I made the decision to make our lives more convenient and get a vehicle for them so we didn't have to cart them around. You're right. That is a good point. That skin is not in the game that I had to have as well. I had to be able to afford to buy, when my parents got a new car, thanks, Joe, for the call, to buy my 66 Impala. Yeah, we did. We made that decision that it was more convenient for us for them to have a car. So we purchased the car, and it's my car. It's my insurance. Joe's right. Probably would have been the way to go. My wife and I chose convenience. I agree with him on that. Given the fact that we did, then I don't think there's anything wrong with doing this. We didn't go Joe's route. So and you know what? If the kid does pay for it, I might feel differently about it. That would be a little different. I don't remember if I paid toward the insurance, because I was still on their insurance, even though I paid them for the car. It's a long time ago. Brad in Boston. Brad, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. Thanks for taking the call. I had a couple points on this, and I think that you guys just pretty much hit that one with the last caller. I made my stepson have his own ride. I had to pay for the insurance and stuff, but 'cause as soon as they got their driver's license and they're under your roof, you're kind of stuck with that deal. But when they got their own ride, if they trash it, then they ain't got no wheels, and you know, too bad for you. But you can monitor these guys with the cell phones as well to make sure that they're going where they're going and doing the things you're supposed to do. You don't necessarily need this deal on the car. And the thing I guess I'm worried about mostly with it is the insurance lobby, you know, maybe 10 years down the road mandating, you know, getting the government to mandate this device in every single vehicle, and then the insurance company gives us some kind of discount or something.
They wouldn't even have to, you know what, the government wouldn't even have to do that. And now you are raising a legitimate concern here. Insurance companies can mandate that everybody have one of these to get insurance coverage.
Right, and I don't like that at all. I mean, I drive decent, but, you know, every once in a while, it, you know, what if you got a Corvette you want to have to do 68 all the time, or
Look, we all do rolling stops. We all exceed the speed limit, or most of us do. We all do things where it's like, oh, geez, that was dumb. Thanks a lot for the call, Gary in Green Bay. Gary, go ahead.
How you doing, Jerry?
Good.
Got my first turning 15 here, going on 16. Concern about teenagers driving, trying to control their driving. And again, I know that as you raise your kids right, you know, you hope they don't make a mistake. My main concern is, you know, if I could put some type of breathalyzer unit in the vehicle.
Yeah, you can.
You know, we teach them not to drink. Hello?
Yep, go ahead.
We teach them not to drink. But, I mean, these kids, sometimes they can make a mistake. We all know that as parents. But you don't want them to make a mistake to the point that it's like, you know, they're going for a manslaughter charge, et cetera, et cetera. You know, that stuff never goes away.
Well, and you actually can. I mean, there are breathalyzer interlock devices that keeps the vehicle from starting if you have a certain BAC. So there is a way to do that, actually. All right, I want to get to at least one thing in the next 3 minutes. There was a grilling just now before a House committee on the failure of Obamacare, but there's something else I want to get to on that. There's a larger topic that I teased that I think we're going to have to leave for tomorrow. It's 10:43. Along with everything you say.
But I ride home laughing, look at me. The Jerry Bader Show.